Party nerds. Welcome to the party!
Yeah. Yo,
the Party Nerds is back like fat ass butts.
He's already had
Dev is back.
Sugar.
Oh shit, Dev.
Yo, I'm back. And Bravo got
in
a
rare
fucking
form.
Concussion, man. This nigga just took Yo, before what? This show came on, he just said that Mayweather would knock him out.
No, I said I would get into the ring for $100,000 because I wouldn't have to worry because he's got glass hands, and more than likely I don't have to worry about him knocking me out.
No, he's gonna knock you out. But
if somebody offered me $1 million to be in the ring with Tyson, wouldn't do it.
I'll get in the ring with Superman as long as he's not going to kill me. Just knock me out. Bust my teeth out my mouth for $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
You're good.
Batman, all of them niggas.
That'll work. Good. Yeah. That's it. What's up? We're back. As Devin said, it's Jervis. Darnell's not here tonight. We don't know where the hell Darnell's at. He's probably...
Beaten off. I'm sure of it.
He's doing behind the scenes business.
He's trying to grow his beard out.
That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah,
it took him 30 seconds to grow his new beard.
Yo, that was incredible.
Darnell just grew a beard in literally 30
Darnell
minutes.
Darnell is the master of having like a haircut and a baldy at the same time. So it's just like, is that a baldy, but you have a shape up? That's impossible.
Yeah, he's the only dude who can change his look up every single week.
Exactly.
Yeah. And a totally different look from a full beard.
Yeah, he last week
changes
like
look every single week, but still
and all
be bald.
Of a sudden, bam. It's like he grew his beard out, just force of will, like, grew it out.
That's like it's like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I was thinking more Action Hank from Dexter's Lab.
Oh, my God, Action. It's not the beard on the outside. It's the beard on the inside.
Yes. To my left, we got that dude, Devin.
Yeah.
That's it.
Life is trash. I'm just here enjoying myself, man.
That's it.
You're surrounded by sugar right now.
Yeah, look at all this stuff.
That's why he's hype on these damn donuts he ate.
Yeah. Yo, I didn't even eat that many of them, Jones. Straight up, straight like that. Like, I'm drinking a little. What's this, man? I never drink this bullshit.
Don't worry about it. It's good.
Naked Juice just drank has 55 grams of sugar.
You'll be all right, Dev.
Yo, they got their logo is the people that got their country stolen, man. This is crazy. Let's go.
And to his right, we got the beard himself, Bravo.
What's up, guys?
What's good, man?
Can't complain, man. Girlfriend won't let me.
That will not stop you anyway.
Yeah, no, right.
Who are you kidding, Bravo? It's not going to stop you anyway. And to his right, we got... It's your boy.
What up, people?
Ed.
What's going on, man?
That's to his left.
Yeah,
that's my right.
He couldn't figure out the configuration at all. Left from right. Nah.
Same thing. Same right. Same left.
Everything's going good. The last couple of weeks, the only video game I've been playing is the Crash Bandicoot trilogy. Addicting. Like it's what I remember as a kid, but brought into a modern age, and it's still hard as balls.
For real, that joint is addicting. You know that. You know they had Crash Bandicoot in that other game that I really thought you were going to say back years ago. No.
Really, tell us more.
No. On the last game, what was it called?
The
man?
Skylanders game.
No, that I just was playing, man. And it got me back in the game.
Uncharted.
Uncharted, and you get to play it and everything like that.
That's how it started. So that you had that teaser image from you had that teaser mini game from Uncharted. Everybody lost their minds, and then a year later. Or a couple months later at E3, that's when they said, yep, we're going to do Crash Bandicoot all over again.
Man, I'm just waiting until I can play Skyrim on Crash Bandicoot.
Yo, anybody that want to see me in UFC, see me. My name is Ya Wade. Come and see me.
Yo, I just saw that dude get his head beat in.
I got beat up real bad.
Hey, man, that's what and we got two guests in the house tonight.
Yep.
First up, my man Noah.
Woo!
Yeah. Plus Two Comedy.
What's happening, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming through, man.
I appreciate it.
Me and Ed really went on Noah's show.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah, that was
a couple
fun.
Months back.
A couple months back on
we
the Plus Two Comedy podcast.
Yeah, that's a crazy podcast they do.
We had a good time in front of a live audience.
Yeah, you guys have
quote,
like...
quote-unquote live audience.
Yeah, you guys have like a studio. I have an empty store that people could watch live,
right.
But choose not to.
There's no need to brag.
Yeah.
And when's your show on? Let people know.
Our show, it is on Wildfire Radio, and we release on plus2comedy.podbean.com every Monday night now. It's been shifting around because I've been so busy. And I got a new show that I'm in the works on called Game the Gamer. It is a video game version of Cutthroat Kitchen, and the Kickstarter is live now, so you can check that out at plus2comedy.net. Ed has had some first-hand experience with this.
Too Many Games 2016 is the first convention I ever went to after Wizard World, and myself and AJ, who's not here, we actually participated in Game the Gamer. It's a big-time cutthroat experience. It's literally every person gets $50. Then you actually had the cash right then and there. You have to actually wager against detractors or whatever it may be, sort of enhancements in terms of the game. So I did Crash Team Racing in the second round, and I lost a wager, and I had to play the game upside down.
Yeah, I suspended him upside down by his ankles.
Yep.
That's what's I'm really impressed.
You have quite some upper body.
Oh, yeah. Just muscled him up.
He did it on his own. It's on video somewhere, I'm sure.
I hope you didn't have any donuts, because you probably would have bought
No Entenmann's donuts, nothing. I just went in, I was just like... And I won the bet earlier to use the good controller instead of the crappy controller, so it didn't work out in the end.
That's what's up. And our second guest, we got Ari, the organizer of GameCon.
How's it going, everybody?
What's up, Ari?
How you doing? I'm real excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me here. This is really cool. I have the energy in the room is really awesome. And Noah's been to GameCon before.
Yeah, it's a blast.
He had a great time, and it's a lot of fun. It's the weekend before Halloween. So we're going to have big parties going on, a lot of fun events, and hopefully a lot of women dressed up as Khaleesi.
What's up. Which is nice. And the titties will not be digital.
That's right.
It will be real life flesh and blood titties.
Right.
Yeah, so we're getting to that a little bit later with GameCon. But starting off, we're going to talk
about Game of what?
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
the GOT. Listen,
the best television show that has ever been made by a human being on this blue planet.
So
whether
this is
the planet
season
is
seven,
flat
right?
or circular, we're
the
not sure
season?
Right now.
We're not going to talk about
this
that,
is seven. This is season
Stop,
seven.
We ain't going there right now.
This is season seven. However, they divided the last season into two different seasons, each with, I believe it was seven episodes. But 7 and 8 are both going to be book 7 mainly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So and the episodes are longer, right? They're going to do like 90 to 2 hour episodes.
Yes.
So they're just releasing a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
Yeah. It's just going to be movies.
Yeah.
The episode was amazing. Bravo. Was it not amazing?
It was amazing.
It was amazing. For the first time. Soon as it came on, I was a little bit confused, though.
I called it immediately. I was like, this isn't a flashback. This is Arya.
See, and no, you were sharp for that, because I really sat there and said, wait a minute, this is a flashback of Walder? Why is he doing this?
So somebody pointed this out to me, and I didn't catch this. One of Walder Frey's remarks was, this is the second feast we've had in a fortnight. I know. You know that means that she's been posing as him for 2 weeks?
Oh, that's crazy. See, I didn't even pick up on that. I just looked at it like, okay, first I'm looking like this is a flashback. And then when he stopped the girl from drinking hers and said, no, I will not waste wine on a woman, I was like, wait a minute. And then his way or her way of being kind of like smart with the remarks, like, you guys should congratulate yourself. You killed an innocent woman and did all this. I said, oh my God. That's Arya using the many face god powers. And she killed everybody, poisoned them. Spoiler, not alert. You're just getting spoiled, fuckers.
This isn't a Darnell spoiler alert. It's just a Devin Wade spoiler.
If you can't handle spoilers, avoid the entire internet and social media and all people.
Yeah. Now, you're a super smart dude, so I want to pick your brain on this. How the fuck does the many face god powers work?
So they did show a little bit of it that they like. Prep the faces, they have to use like this specific method, like to carve off the face and keep it fresh and all of that other stuff, but then it's all of them acting, like that's the part, it's them acting and getting
it's not magic
a little bit, but
it
not,
gotta
not
be
too much.
How the fuck do they become taller or shorter?
They bend at the knees.
No, because she could literally be like a 5'2" girl. And if she was to take the face of, like, the Hound, who's a fucking 6'6" dude, and then she'd be a 6'6" dude killing someone.
I don't know. We've never seen her take the form of somebody that was too much different from her own body.
But we've seen the older guy, the guy that she learned the powers from, become little small little dude.
But you don't even know if he's a person or if he's the many-faced god himself.
He might be the many-faced. Either way, this is powers then. It's based off powers. If it's a many-faced god giving them the powers, it's not a training, it's not a skill. It's somehow powers mixed with a disgusting technology.
So there was another part that a lot of people I feel are going to miss. There's one part where Cersei is standing over the map That she's having painted in her courtyard.
It was like
she's
a flat earth map. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she's having all of Westeros painted. Well, where she's standing, not many people are going to know about this. Where her and Jaime are standing are actually very, very important, because where she's standing is something known as the neck, and where Jaime was standing was something was a place called the fingers.
What?
Fingers wrapped around her neck.
Oh, I thought he was gonna finger her.
Yes. I thought it was some freak bullshit. Because
gold
I mean,
fingers and all, because gold fingers are cold.
Well, we're talking about a sister and brother that bust nuts in each other. This is, well, not in each other, but he busts nuts in his sister, which is the most disgusting thing you could possibly do.
Everybody seems to forget that Daenerys is born of incest as well.
She looked real good, though. So it's one of those things where it's just like, look, man, if you're motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, your dad's your uncle dad or whatever, then fuck it. That's my Uncle Daddy-law. Look, I'm with it. Not with that part. Yeah.
She should have like three eyes.
She should have three eyes.
Something
or
like
three
that.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or three heads. Go along with the mark of the three-headed dragon.
Yeah.
But Jervis doesn't get that because he doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Right.
I'm with Jervis.
I got more.
First off, Jervis would think that Game of Thrones is the greatest show that he's ever seen on Earth, but he's just being a fucking hard-headed and doesn't want
to
watch it.
Listen, I don't have time to watch. I started season one, so I got to watch.
All right, put it like
every
this.
Season.
It's like Survivor with swords and dragons.
That's the greatest shit ever!
Would I make you watch it? Wow. Yeah. Bro, what was dope, something that happened in there, the Hound, got to look into the fire and actually saw shit. So for the people that don't know or that do know, in Game of Thrones, there's some people that worship this like Lord of Light fire god. And to me, this nigga's the realest god that I've seen thus far, because he's showing and proving some shit. He brings people back to life. You know what I'm saying?
What? You saw the many-faced god?
No, nah. The many-faced god ain't proved to me what he really do yet. You just told me it was a skill.
You saw all the gods, the old gods, with their powers, with the three-eyed raven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see that. But that's not as ill as bringing people back to life, my nigga.
Went back in time and affected the timeline. I'd say that's pretty effective.
Yo, you know what? I'll give you that. You just won.
That's
time
one
travel.
For Bravo.
Time travel is some serious
Thank
shit.
You for keeping yeah. score, Noah. I
Bravo is up
that.
1-0
yeah,
currently.
Yeah, I will agree with that. But, he, you know, the Hound watched him bring somebody back to life before. And this time he finally got to look into the fire and see basically the future is what that was. And what did he say he saw? Like,
He saw the wall. He saw marching army of the dead. So he talks about essentially how he saw the White Walker.
He saw the opening to season one of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, crap, look.
Well, he saw the opening to this season of Game of Thrones, because we find out that the fucking giant is a walker now. It's a white walker.
No, different giant.
He got a hole in his eye.
It's a different giant.
Well, how's he got a hole in his eye?
Because he's rotting. And it's the wrong eye.
Is it?
Yes, he got shot with an arrow in his right eye.
You sure?
I'm very sure. Bro.
Yo, Bravo!
That is two for Bravo.
Bravo pays attention.
Like this? Yo, I'm double checking this shit.
Yeah, you got to
but
watch
remember,
it again.
There I'm were three giants that they showed walking with them. And remember,
the other giants don't count if they was in the background. That can't be the bull.
But the, what's his face? The guy with the orange beard. His nickname is Giant Slayer. Like, there were other giants a while ago. It's just this giant that joined in the Battle of the Bastards was seemingly the last.
Oh, okay. I mean, they die pretty easy. You just shoot him in the fucking eye.
He died after 18,000 arrows.
I think it was the one that went shot him in his eye and into his brain was the one that did it.
Weren't there giants also in the time when they, like, attacked on that shore? I'm, like, remembering a scene where they, like, ran on to the... There was, like, they came off
I
the
know
water.
There was the one. I'm not sure about other ones.
Okay, because I know there was a giant during that event.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them.
That would be the same one from Battle of the Bastards.
Okay.
But I'm not certain... I don't remember seeing other ones.
The hound seeing the shit in the fire is deep because the hound is so afraid of fire because his brother Freddy Krueger just fucking face when they were like kids. Like my older cousins did shit like punch me in the stomach or kick me down some steps or some shit. Ain't nobody ever burnt my fucking face off. So he got his face melted. And now his brother that melted his face is a Frankenstein super monster that can rip your head off. Do you think those two brothers will ever fight?
Yes. Clegane Bowl is going to happen.
So, do you think now that he sees into the fire that somehow he'll adopt the Lord of Light and get some kind of a Lord of Light type powers to fight his brother?
It could happen.
That would be fucking lit, like fires burning your fucking face off.
Remember that the whole point of beating the undead with not just most video games but also in Game of Thrones is fire. Anything that's made with dragon glass and Valyrian steel, both of those are made with dragon fire, and then they always try to burn the dead so that they don't get risen up. So,
and that's dope, too, that you brought up the Valyrian steel and the dragon glass and the fact that they have found a deposit of...
they mentioned it back in season 5.
See, do you remember too much shit?
What's the point of you watching this man?
Just because you're down 3-0.
No, I'm naming everything that happened in this episode.
Shit.
No, Bravo reads extra books and shit. In this episode, did they or did they not mention finding...
a mountain of dragon glass.
Was that in this episode?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up, Jervis. So, because we're recapping the episode, Jervis. So in this episode, they talk about finding this, and he basically tells everyone that they have to go and mine this shit and start making a bunch of fucking weapons so they could kill him.
But here's the other thing is, notice this. Jon Snow now needs something from Daenerys. What does Daenerys want the most? The Iron Throne. So he's going to have to help her first get the Iron Throne before she helps him. But here's the other weird thing is, see, what you don't know is if you read the book, the entire book line is called A Song of Fire and Ice because it deals with a prophecy. And Jon Snow is that prophecy, and it's meeting of fire and ice. His mother is Stark, which is ice.
Right.
And his father was Aegon Targaryen, which is dragon and fire. So... you have a meeting of fire and ice. Again, you have fire and ice. You have dragonglass versus the White Walkers. You have all these things that are tantamounting up to Jon Snow. But it could be a union between Jon Snow and Daenerys.
I mean, I could definitely see that happening. Do you think that Jon's mom was really being held there, that didn't want to be there, or she was there giving up the dumps on purpose?
She was giving it up. Here's the thing. Why would the best swordsman be guarding a tower during a time when your kingdom is being usurped from you?
Right.
And remember, he wasn't guarding directly her. He was guarding the outside.
Yeah. All right, that was dope. All right, now Jon Snow and Sansa, as we talked about that, what do you think about the little power struggle a little bit between them? With, him having that disagreement in public at their meetings and everything like that. Sansa wanting to take away from, what was the Karstarks? Mm-hmm. She wanted to take their house Umbras. From there and shit like that. And he's like, no, we're not taking shit away from them. They've stood by us for the centuries or whatever the fuck. I'm trying to talk like a white dude.
Spot on impression.
You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
It sounded ding, ding. Yeah, you're right. It sounded exactly like it. That was perfect.
I tried my best. So look, so how do you feel about that struggle between them, and who you think was right in that? Well, you think he made the right call?
I think he made the right call. I can see where Sansa was coming at it with it. Her talking about you need to show that there are going to be punishments and all that other stuff. But at the end, she did even say, like, you are good at this. Like, you're good at ruling. Everybody's so hung up on, like, oh they're going to go at it, and, she's going to fall to Littlefinger, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she may, but not that soon.
That shit was just like how you join a gang. I mean, they didn't jump them in, but it was the same shit. Like, yo, y'all down with us, you down with 3-2 Posse. 3-2 Posse was around my way. So it was like, yo, you down with 3-2? And they took a knee and said, we are down with 3-2. And that's kind of how that went down. Now, Sansa, I'm not too sure about her. I feel like when she was a little kid, she was a little bitch and a brat. And all she wanted to do was be a queen, and she was on some bullshit. And I could see her probably turning evil in the future. For some reason, she just got that thing to me.
A little bit of Cersei in her.
Yeah, it's just something about her that I just don't fuck with. And What's up with Littlefinger? He on some R. Kelly shit. By the way, R. Kelly got all kind of bitches like inside of a house.
He's in love with
his own personal.
Yeah, that's the whole problem.
Yeah. Listen,
he's kidnapping bitches. But they say they ain't kidnapped.
Right? Yeah. He pimping them. Now this is the crazy part.
Well, Noah's been in a similar problem.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
So Littlefinger is basically like R. Kelly right now because he really wants Sansa. He always liked Sansa's mom, mm-hmm. who's ugly, let's face the facts. And now this pretty young daughter who's underage or whatever the case, I don't know. He's really feeling her, man. He's trying to manipulate.
Underage. They were everyone in that fucking world's been having sex since they were fucking eight.
Yeah. I guess that is true. I mean, you're right. Another one.
Fucking Walter Frey married his granddaughter.
That's bugged out. Like, yeah. Yo,
except for the kid. Except for the kid in the first season that fell out of the tower. What was that guy's name?
Bran.
Bran, yeah.
Yeah, Bran. He's just sitting around watching the future and shit like that now.
Did you see the meme? My favorite meme that came out of the episode was, you guys are familiar that Ed Sheeran made a guest appearance cameo. So somebody had Ed Sheeran next to Bram going, when your legs don't work like
this. That's fucked up. I was kind of mad that Ed Sheeran was in it. Like, as soon as he popped up, I'm like,
everybody was like, yeah,
I was mad. I'm so like, what they going to do? They going to have like Mayweather on this shit?
Yeah, but I said it was a favor for Maisie Williams because she was a big fan of Ed Sheeran, so he was able to get that cameo.
Somebody told me Conor McGregor's going to be on it.
They could have gotten P. Diddy.
Well, I would be
they've been doing it for a while. Yeah. They've been having cameos on for like a while, but he's the first like really recognizable. Yes. Like they had like the guitarist from Mastodon, mm-hmm. which he could slap me in the face and wouldn't know who he was.
Right. If they put P. Diddy on Game of Thrones, I'll be disgusted.
Yeah, what is happening here?
Shameless.
He got that Ciroc, homie.
Yeah. Listen, do not do that. Do you think Littlefinger will actually get to finally bone sound and pull that, man? Do you think that's going
to
happen?
I think he's going to try to rape her.
Now that would be disgusting because she already got raped, so that's why she's already kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, Littlefinger is the mastermind behind all of this shit. Like, this dude is literally like the devil, mm-hmm. and one of the smartest motherfuckers I've ever seen on TV.
Well, he was the only one making money in that, you know, back when he was running the whorehouse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, he was pimping too. So he been on his R. Kelly shit. Yo,
isn't he a eunuch though?
No, that's Varys.
No, oh, that's sorry. Dude. Yeah, this.
My bad.
Yeah.
One for Bravo.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's like she's kind of the girl that's supposed to get raped by everybody for some reason.
That's terrible, man. Like, I don't know about that character.
That's a terrible role.
Yeah, that's a horrible role.
Someone rewrite this prophecy. Look at this shit that's in here. Now, who's R. Kelly?
During the same time where Littlefinger and Sansa were talking, they were watching Brienne and the redhead dude. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Tormund. Yo, why does he feel... Why? I know that she can beat people up. I guess it's that nasty way that people like Ronda Rousey. All of a sudden, Ronda Rousey's supposed to be like the hottest
chick
in the world.
Look at his life. What would you expect? That would be obviously the most attractive person in his life.
Nah, man. I draw pictures. Just because a chick could draw pictures just as good as me don't mean I want to fuck, man. This chick
There's
is
no
like,
porn. She's the only person that can create porn.
Wow. One for Noah.
Yes. Oh, wow.
I'm going to catch you, Bravo. I'm going to catch you.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. I think he's going the wrong route with that one. I mean, I know he heard that she beat the Hound in, you know, one-on-one
combat. I mean, in the
book,
she's already dead by Lady Stoneheart, which is Caitlin Stark.
Guess what? The books don't count.
Yeah. No, they're not. They already deviated. Bravo's got to read the book. Can you answer me this question? Why does Jon Snow have...
Yo, stop, bro. Oh, my God.
Why does Jon Snow have the name Jon Snow and everyone else has these really screwed up names?
So, depending on what section you're born in, if you're a bastard, you don't get to carry on your last name. You get the name of the region. That's why Ramsay Bolton, before he was adopted by his father, his last name was also Snow.
Right.
Because
right.
he was a bastard. So right. both of them had last
My name would be
Snow.
Devin Camden. Devin Camden, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of bastards.
So real quick, I was going to touch on this. Before we get into some of the other things we have going on, I actually wanted to touch on some of the comments we have in our chat as well, based on a post we have about Game of Thrones. Since we are going off topic with the book, since we're kind of this season and then the final one they have coming up, it's going to shy away from a lot of the books, so they don't have a plot line that can leave viewers guessing. What do you think is going to be setting up with this season and then going forward till the end? Like predictions for deaths, who's going to claim the throne? Where do you guys see that going based off of this first episode?
The first thing is the Ironborn new leader that killed his uncle and shit. what's his name?
Euron.
Fucking Euron, a fucking, this dude is out of his fucking mind. He decides he's going to sail all the way to where the queen is, and he wants to marry her. You know what I mean? He wanted, really, originally.
He threw some fucking shade at Jaime.
Yo.
Here I am with two good hands.
Yo. Jaime was hating, too. You know what I'm saying? And dude was sending out shots about him being her brother, you know what I mean, his hand. And then the dude said something that proved how crazy he was. He told Jaime when he watched him kill people, it was glorious. Yeah. Like that he was just a magnificent fighter, and Jaime was like, "I was killing your own dudes, like your fucking family."
And he's
like,
and he goes, "We were overpopulated."
Yeah, this dude don't give a fuck. So I thought Cersei was going to take him easier, but now this dude's off on a journey to bring her back a prize to prove that.
I think he's going to try to get Tyrion.
That's what I was going to say, and that scares me. Tyrion is the most beloved person on the show. I think he's the person that people will actually want to be on the fucking throne. You know what I'm saying? And dude's going to go after him, and I think that he's going to fucking die.
I think he's going to die.
Yeah.
I think one of the only characters that I can definitely say is going to live is, I think Jaime's going to live, just because he's going to have to live with the guilt of killing his sister.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's an interesting. Oh,
do you think he's going to kill her?
Absolutely.
He's going to be the one that has
he's
to do
be
it.
He's going to be the one that kills her.
Yeah, his life
is
her, trash.
That's the prophecy, and it's even in the show. When the woman says, like, all your children are going to die, she says, your younger brother is going to kill you. And everybody keeps thinking it's Tyrion. But Jaime's her younger brother, too.
Yo, you sharp than a motherfucker, boy. I'll tell you that. Damn. Well, Sam, this dude is back at the library shoveling shit and cleaning up Dookie. His life is terrible. The stuff that he cleans out of people's asses looks just like the food that he's serving.
Yeah.
And he can't stop throwing up. And he's basically asked, could he study where the Meisters study, right?
In the restricted area.
Yeah, in the restricted area. And
he needs to destroy the Horcruxes.
And he let them, they let him do it, right? They let him fucking study this shit?
No.
He's not over there studying shit. They didn't let him in the
new
part.
They didn't let him do it. He stole the keys.
Oh. Damn.
That's five for brother.
I thought they was in there letting this motherfucker do that shit. Damn. And that's where we find out Jormund is in there with a fucking cast on his hand. Yep. Made out of rocks and what?
He's got to be that rock for Daenerys.
Wow.
Yep.
I think just the dragons are going to take over and kill everybody.
I think one of the dragons is going to die, too.
Oh, yeah? That would be sad.
I think Jormund needs to get the butt from Khaleesi. I think it would be the responsible thing to do is for her to give the butt to him. I think that for America and people watching the show, it would, like, open women's eyes to say, you know, some men deserve the butt. Give them the butt.
Yeah, but that's not what Game of Thrones is about. Game of Thrones is showing you, like, listen, you can be a good person, you'll have a good life, but sometimes evil's going to win.
Yeah. Like evil that jerk dude that ended up being basically her fuck buddy and all he did was kill his brothers. That guy. He was a piece of shit. And I hated the way they changed actors on that. They were totally different.
For those that don't know, they changed the actor because they decided the first male actor was too distractingly handsome.
Oh. Are you serious? That was why?
Yes.
It was God of Many Faces.
What the fuck?
Who's the guy in
Many Faces? Yep.
So he's the actual one right there.
Yeah, he's the God of Many Faces.
And last but not least, Khaleesi is motherfucking home.
Mm-hmm.
She's back where she should have been this whole time. She got a dope look. Her throne is kind of ass looking, I will say.
What?
I don't like that shit. It's like
the whole
a mountain.
Shit looked awesome.
Nah, that mountain with the little piece in there. Anybody could have made that shit. That shit was like a bundle of sticks. You know what I mean? It was a bundle of sticks, which we know what that's called.
The throne room looks
amazing. Huh?
The throne room looks amazing.
The room is crazy. The statues of the dragons. All of that shit is lit. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers on Game of Thrones travel a little bit too fast by boat. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. And they build boats like they got a boat factory. I'm sorry. Ain't nobody building no motherfucking boats that fast. You know what I'm saying?
Well, years are passing on this show.
I
want to see the boat get made.
The little,
that would be interesting.
More boat creation. Bend that wood.
Come on.
I realize that just as half of the boat is going to take 6 months, but I want to see it. Yeah. See it happen.
So they built fucking 30,000 boats, man.
Well, you do see that on the show Vikings.
I never watched that.
Yeah, Vikings.
That's actually,
well, that's why.
That's right.
You don't watch it because all they do is build boats.
Well, I guess that's all that happened on Game of fucking Thrones.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And
so
that's just the first episode.
That's one episode. Imagine what they're going to do with the rest of the season, especially with all the predictions. Like, our feed is just kind of blown up with a lot of different reactions in terms of who's going to take the throne. You have predictions for Cersei. You have predictions for Khaleesi. You have even Sansa predictions as well as to who's going to take the throne.
And Darnell's incorrect predictions.
Oh, yeah. He says that he has a lot of characters dying, like Arya. He has Jon Snow dying, Euron dying. And then he says that the throne will be taken by both Littlefinger and Sansa together.
Mm. He's completely wrong.
What?
That's what he, yeah.
Yo, that, if that did happen, that would actually be kind of lit.
Yeah.
Because he's so evil. To see this motherfucker win after all
the Game of Thrones is loosely based off of the War of the Roses. Daenerys is going to end on the Iron Throne because she's based off of Queen Elizabeth's descent.
Yeah, you got to tell people War of the Roses because they think about the movie.
Michael Douglas movie?
That's what.
Man, they drew a lot from that film.
When he first said it, I was like, oh shit,
great movie and shit. Michael Douglas killed into that shit.
I was a little kid and even I watched that goofy shit.
All right. Great Game of Thrones talk, guys.
Absolutely.
First episode.
Hey, Jervis is back.
I feel like Jerv was about to be like triumph the insult dog.
That was a great recap for me to poop on. Yeah. I'm going to watch it. I am. I'm going to watch this show.
You got
some
a lot of watching to do.
I know, right?
That's like, what, six seasons?
You can skip it.
It's
going to
take me a minute to catch up.
Yeah, it's going to be
well, I guess you could talk about Simon Belmont or some shit.
Oh, Trevor Belmont.
It's not Simon, is it?
No, it's Trevor. It's not.
That's one for Jervis?
Yes.
Trevor Belmont. Jervis.
Yo, what's up? They did
Castlevania, boy. Did you watch it? You didn't watch it. That's right.
They said his name like 18,000 times.
No, I didn't watch this shit. I said Simon Belmont is the person I knew growing up. Yeah. Wasn't he Simon?
Yeah, he was Simon Belmont.
Oh, okay.
Then
what the
Simon.
Fuck? Yeah, I know the real shit.
But this
the fuck is this goofy shit?
But this four episode arc that they have going on that they debuted on Netflix about a week and a half ago is all about Trevor Belmont. So a lot of it's based off of Castlevania 3. Dracula's Curse, I believe the name of the game was. So you're playing as Trevor Belmont. A lot of this art style, when I first heard that they were doing a Netflix series on Castlevania, a lot of us were really skeptical about it, what they were going to do in terms of a video game adaptation. But then we saw the animation style and how pinpoint precise it is. It's almost like the anime of today. Yeah. And also the plot points, the brutality. They said it was going to be a R-rated type Castlevania, and they were not kidding.
poor Aubrey, if she listened to us.
I know.
it's like, yeah, you should watch it. She goes, is it really gruesome? She can't handle gore at all.
Yeah.
And she's quote unquote a good religious girl. And Ed goes,
shots fired.
Ed goes like this. Ed goes like this.
She's not here to defend
it. No. You'll be fine. And then, like, as she leaves, he goes, yeah, the only violent one was like the first episode. The first episode, people are crucified on fire, fucking stakes coming out of their ass into their mouth. Like,
wow!
Yeah, pretty much. So,
you'll love this show, Devin.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
It's all about
you would, actually.
Dracula's revenge on this one little countryside because he wanted to take on this one human girl because he wanted to kind of see what good there is in humans. And she wanted to show
she wanted
Dracula.
To learn.
Yeah, she wanted him to learn that there's good in the world and that there are good humans. But
she wanted to learn.
She wanted to learn medicine.
That's medicine, yes. To help.
But
people.
Because of that, the townsfolk, including the highly religious
the bishop,
claimed it was all
witchcraft,
alchemy, and all this other stuff. So they had her
I'm good
burned
at
the stake. Yeah, I know.
It's so cute how you guys finish each other's sandwiches.
Hold on. Yeah, y'all
drop
like...
Drop him.
Y'all like Raekwon and Ghost from Wu-Tang, just in and out.
So because of the death, Dracula actually showed up on the town and actually said, you have 1 year to clear out this town or I will unleash hordes of demons and enemies on you and just wipe.
Because they killed this girl? Was this his girl?
His wife.
Yeah, his wife.
Yeah, she married him.
They burned her.
Did he turn her into a vampire?
No.
So she was going to die, get all over this shit, and he was going to have to keep hitting it?
But they burned her at the stake.
They burned her at the stake.
Wrongfully.
Yep.
Damn.
So they could have waited until she turned like 80 so he wouldn't be stuck with like an old ass lady.
One of the things that I got to think that I have to say that is really interesting is they are actually like attacking the church on it. Yeah. And it's really funny because almost nobody ever mentions like these horrible acts that the corrupt church used to do back in these times.
Yup. I do. I mention it all the time. I'm here, ain't I?
You can't say it was that bad.
The creator of the show was actually able to acknowledge that there may be some skepticism about, you know, the show's thoughts about the church back then. He wants to say, no, this is just more of a story of what did happen and what things were like at their time period that they were trying to illustrate. So it's more a
documentary.
It was more a documentary than a statement about how they felt about the
video
at the time.
Game Dante's Inferno got this huge backlash because they touched upon the Spanish Inquisition and what happened during it, and like how all these people went out in the name of God to kill all these other people, and they were given absolution before they ever killed anybody and did it, and it was okay because they were doing it in the name of the church.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, that never happened. And it's like, no, that happened. That's well documented.
Yeah, facts. And everything. But everything about the next couple of episodes after that, you see you see Trevor Belmont is pretty much this drunker who wanted to avoid his destiny in terms of being a part of the House of Belmont.
And the House of Belmont was excommunicated.
They were excommunicated from the church.
Now, who is he to him, to Simon?
An ancestor, I believe. Like definitely an ancestor to Simon, but like one of the earlier ancestors. No.
Ancestor or descendant?
Simon is a descendant of Trevor, because I know.
Oh, this is before.
This is before Simon's time, because I know with with the original games, you had the first two games of Simon, and then you played a prequel game as Trevor. So this was before Simon's time.
Yeah, this is 1457.
I just like when they gave the women like justice with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like the fight scenes, especially at the end, when you see Trevor fighting Alucard, amazing. Just. Fight scene that they scripted, and
I just kept thinking of Bleach without the shitty music.
There was no shitty music at all.
There was no shitty music.
And I'm like where they're gonna go in terms of like setting up this original story arc to see how you have this team going up against Dracula in the next season. Next season is gonna be a lot longer. It's gonna be a lot more depth in their episodes. They're planning on going 8 episodes on the next season. But just for a small basis of what could be coming, it's amazing. I recommend this as one of the best animated video game adaptations. Absolutely. Oh. Worth a watch. And it's really short.
Versus what?
Animated? Yeah, good point.
Of all the great animated video game adaptations, this is right up there.
There are not a lot of them. The only ones I can
think of.
With
the Steve Urkel Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon.
Hold on, wait a minute. Well, the old Street Fighter was that work. The Street Fighter movie from the 90s, dog, was it
no,
fire?
No, that was great. No,
oh, I was
going
to say
Street Fighter II, the movie.
It was fucking phenomenal.
Not Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No.
The cartoon.
The cartoon
movie.
Was phenomenal.
Don't kick that son of a bitch by his own ass so hard.
Hold on. And so was Fatal Fury. The cartoon movie was fucking amazing.
I didn't see that one. I saw
with Terry Bogard.
I think I saw the King of Fighters one, not the Fatal Fury one. There was like one after that.
Well, nothing beats the Pokemon movies where there was no dialogue at all.
Oh, I never watched anything like that. No way.
I took my kids to see that and almost blew my brains out.
Wow.
I swear to God, there was
that. Good, huh?
No, this was like when my kid, this was back in like the late 90s, 2000, whatever, and you just, you know, it's just Pika, Pika, Pika. I mean, I was like, ready to,
yo.
There was a dude sitting next to me, swear to God, he was ripping his hair out. I mean, it's this big,
you're talking
big,
about
heavy dude.
The one that happened before the movie.
Yeah.
Like the Pikachu's Playground.
The one that they put you to, that they were torturing the parents so badly that like we were ready to like just somehow smash our skulls on the cement underneath the
seat. I remember
that.
Jesus
Christ. Or between the seats. I was like, are you kidding me?
And the kids are all... At first I thought you were attacking Mewtwo. I was like, yo.
No,
opening to Mewtwo was like one of the best.
This is,
like,
this
they
is
need
where,
to translate to that,
this
that
is
to
where
a real movie.
There was no dialogue. It was just like 15 minutes of 20 minutes of just
it might have
like,
been, it's one of those intro, I think it was one of those intro animations.
Yeah, it was
where
the one where,
the Pokemon.
Where they try to look after Togepi and Togepi gets into a bunch of trouble.
Right. Shenanigans.
Charizard gets his head stuck.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I feel so bad for
fucking Pikachu and shit like that.
Pikachu.
I'm seeing all the names. It's probably a Pokachu too. A Mikachu and shit. Terrible.
I mean, a Pika is a rodent, and Chew was the voltage.
Only you know this shit. What are you talking about?
Stop talking
to people as if you're not the only motherfucker that knows this.
I mean,
Bravo just wants points now.
He's playing for points. Actually, C-H and U derive from a language from a fucking L.
See, now Noah, I think you should have a new game show where you should have like, he would be the star of the show.
He needs to go. Yo, they need Nerd Jeopardy.
Yes.
It used to be on G4. It was what was it? Beat the Geek.
See, you beat
like
the Geek
on Comedy Central.
Comedy Central.
I love that show.
Oh my God, that was such a good
what
show.
What channel was it on the remote control in Minnesota? It's just like I know.
Channel 47.
Charter Cable 47 in Oklahoma. Yes.
Well, have you ever seen Actually? There's a game show called Actually, where they give you an incorrect nerd fact.
and you buzz in by saying, actually. That is the best premise
for a game show ever.
Yeah. I saw that.
You think you're smart? You think you're smarter than other people? Well, what you always say, we're going to let you say it all the time.
That's dope. Yeah. The Ewoks live on Endor. Actually, it's the forest moon of Endor.
And they were never named in the movie.
Right.
Damn, man. Well, at least Ewoks was like on their moon and shit since we never went to our moon. But let's keep this conversation going.
Yeah, you've been dropping them little ding, 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 all through the show. Devin's been dropping them all through the show.
He's got them.
But I'm not going to touch it because that's a whole other week of shows to talk about. But let's talk to my man Ari. Ari.
Hey.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Game of Con.
Coming this year.
Yo, we're hyped again. About this, man. We're hyped that...
Yeah, we're back again this year. It's going to be amazing.
Tell the people who don't know what Game of Con is, what is Game of Con?
Game of Con is the Game Arts Conference. Basically, what it is like it's all about games. So it's cosplay about games. It's people who want to make up games. It's live action role playing. If you have a game... it's bands that play game music. It's not, well, yeah, game music, not game music. This is,
no offense.
No offense.
To anyone out there that likes doing
it. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all. I mean, I think I like game music. I don't know what that is. But anyway.
Wow.
Listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Hey, I love Taylor Swift.
I love Barbara Streisand. What are you kidding me? Anyway, so Game of Con is a great. Conference. It's been around now for, I guess, we're going into our, it's going to be our fourth event because we're doing an event in Las Vegas as well. So we're going to do one in Las Vegas, but it has virtual reality, augmented reality, a lot That's of awesome. New tech in gaming. But then there's also tournaments. So we're having a bunch of tournaments, Halo 5, Madden.
There's a Halo 5 now.
Yeah. Gears of War, yeah. Overwatch, Super Smash.
Street Fighter.
Yep. Nice. There's a group out of Southern California called The Balcony. They're great. They're huge on Project M. So it's like in Project M is there's this whole politics involved that, you know, Twitch won't stream them because they're like a mod of
for those of
Smash.
Yeah, I was going to say for those that don't know, Project M is a massively fan-base created mod of Super Smash Brothers to make it an even more balanced system and have a lot more playability.
Right. It's really cool. So they're really into PM. I mean, like enormously. There's a guy that was running one of the people that were running the Project M location in Southern California in Anaheim actually is doing a whole film on the or documentary on how PM is, you know, how they've been knocked around by Nintendo and there's been all kinds of problems with, you know, Twitch and how they haven't been given a fair shake, but now this community is really growing and it's huge and it can't ignore them. So it's even creating its own league, but from a grassroots point. So Game of Con really identifies with that kind of group because Game of Con is a grassroots conference itself. We really want to like get people in on who are hot. Now, I mean, it's mostly about indie games, but I mean, the indies that come in are hobbyists and people like that. But I mean, we do have major studios too, and we're talking to Insomniac about coming to Las Vegas to do Unspoken. They want to start an Unspoken tournament, which is a virtual reality esport tournament. It's Unspoken is a really cool game, and they're sort of working with Oculus. It's Insomniac, Oculus, and Microsoft. And so they're just pulling all their resources together to try to get this game off the ground. Just like, you know, with Riot is doing with their games and Blizzard and stuff like that. So, but it's they've had a lot of promise in Poland. I mean, I guess the Polish people like to play a lot of VR. But
trying to be in that Polish audience, yeah.
I don't know, but a lot of people in this country, like where they put on the VR headset and they're like vomiting in like 5 seconds.
It's like people put on that VR headset and they're like, "Look, I'm in Wall-E."
Yeah. So no, it's a really they're we're sort of trying to get them involved. Minecraft is the from the Freehold store, Freehold, New Jersey. We're working with them to try to bring in a whole Minecraft initiative in the classroom and how we're working Minecraft into the school systems.
Yeah.
And trying to get that involved, and you know, that's another thing that's going to happen at Game of Con as well.
So we're really working on a lot of things. So Microsoft will be there, trying to get Insomniac back there, Oculus. Who else is going to be showing up? Alienware is coming out to the Vegas with a big truck. And they're going to have, like, a VR set up there. They're going to have, like, a bunch of other stuff.
See, you know what I like? That VR is starting to catch on a lot more, and it's starting to influence popular media now. For those that don't know, they just released the first screenshot of Ready Player One.
Yeah,
I heard about that one.
If you listen to this podcast and don't know what Ready Player One is, just put it down. Smack yourself.
I should smack myself because I'm on the show and I don't know what that shit is. You know what it is?
Hell no.
All right, so the two black
is wrong with both of you. Motherfuckers getting smacked up here today. Shit.
Damn.
No, but VR is going to be huge because
exactly.
I mean, the thing is that what's going on right now is like with professional sports, baseball, basketball, they're losing crowds. I mean, people are not watching because more people are getting into esports and stuff like that. So what they're trying to do is they're going to create VR experiences. Mm-hmm. So you have like it's going to be like pay-per-view. You strap on a VR, you're like in the event.
Oh, that's
yeah, like I could be the referee at the Mayweather fight.
Yeah, you're getting, and then you can get virtually punched in the face.
Yeah, I swear. Application only works if you're getting blowjobs watching pornos. Now, if that's the case, the people
where already does that. Porn already is implemented that technology.
I heard.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons why I think VR is actually going to take off.
Yeah, of course it is.
Anything porn backs.
Like, I just downloaded J Lo. Not even a new one. I'm talking about back when Selena came. Out. They got the new edition on the new J-Lo fuck game. You think people not playing that?
Are you kidding me? The entire tech industry is driven by porn.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, if this really takes place, it's over for you women. We don't really like you. You know? Like, it's over. It's just like, man, what do I need her for? I'm about to fuck Nicki Minaj.
Well, I'm sure if you keep saying that, women will not be an issue for you anymore. So feel free to continue to say that.
You will be walking around with VR headsets like most of the time.
He's going to be living like that Futurama episode with his Lucy Liu bot.
Yeah. The opinions of Devin Wade are not supported by the Party Nerd podcast or Wildfire Radio.
Yeah. Until the cameras go off and they're like, yo, bro, that was some real shit.
Or anybody in this entire world.
Stop pretending like you're happy with your situation.
He's so in love. Can't you tell?
Oh, it's so great. I don't have any women around.
But then you drop your glasses and it's like, what do you mean? I got 14 bitches sitting right here.
All right, to bring it back to GameCon. One of the things that I've been like reading about and liking about everything that you guys have going on with GameCon is just focusing on the rise of indie games. And I'm noticing that a lot with a lot of the bigger games that come out every year on the current consoles.
Yeah.
One of the things that I do myself is I just bought a Nintendo Switch. And my two main games, I was not even worrying about Zelda Breath of the Wild, is playing Cave Story and Shovel Knight, which are great indie games from this generation. I don't know.
You bought a Switch for games that you can play on your computer?
Yes, absolutely, of course. But yeah, it's just the fact that...
What else is he going to use it for?
Yeah. Breath of the Wild!
That's true.
Man, we heard AJ talk about that game so much, I think I played it.
That's true. But what do you think it is about indie games that's just kind of catching on to this big-time mainstream audience terms of like development times and these smaller studios that are kind of usurping a lot of the bigger studios?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about what's going on with, or you thought about, or you look at what happened in the movie industry. I mean, you had mainstream movies from Warner Brothers and, you know, MGM and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden the Sundance Film Festival comes along.
Right.
So then you got guys that are doing more indie-based films, and now those are getting more popular. I think there's just much more of like a, you know, sort of like a real raw base, grassroots kind of thing that everyone can like connect to. And stories can be told by everybody. And I think that, you know, we have there's a one game called Blind Blades. We had them there last year. It's a studio called Heavy Key Studios. A lot of these guys are in New Jersey, and a lot of them are from New York. But I mean, Perfect Square Studios is another one. I mean, there's just some really cool, and not only just video games, but we also have some really cool tabletops that are coming out that are going to be there too. There was Movie Buff last year.
Great. Yeah, they're awesome.
He was there last year. He can't make it back this year. He's in Kansas. Bummer. But I did connect with him. There's another guy that came out with a board game, and he was actually written up in the Washington Post. So GameCon was mentioned in the Washington Post. Jason Heath is his name, and he came out with this really cool board game last year. But I mean, at GameCon, it's all about, you know, these games. I mean, if you go on our website, you could, you know, take a look at all the games that are on there. Pay no attention to the fact that the image of their studio is not placed in there. We just have the same image. But, you know, there's Unstable, Mr. Fossil's Dino Farm. That's the guy Jason Healy was just talking about that was in the Washington Post. Taurus Knight Studios, Zappling Studios, Justice Royale. This game is amazing. It's a really cool game. And this guy he just got engaged. But there's like a lot of, you know, it's an RPG, has RPG elements and stuff like that. But I mean, the imagination that you can find at GameCon is from every aspect, and all the games have different abilities. So you have 2Ds, and you have, you know, first-person shooters and RPGs and everything like that. And I think that it just gives an opportunity for people to come into GameCon and say, "Hey, you know what? I can make games too, if I wanted to." Just like, you know, people go to Comic-Con and they go, "Oh, I can write a story too," because there's guys who are doing comic books that, you know, nobody's ever heard of them, yeah, coming out with new characters.
One of my friends got into designing VR video games. I think it was like just 3 or 4 years ago. But one of the ones he designed was I Expect You to Die, which is an escape game similar to... Oh,
that game is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that game.
So, Mike Liu. Did he come to... No.
So why isn't he coming to GameCon? What the hell?
I think he actually might be.
Is he?
I think so.
Oh, well,
I'll double check with him.
Yeah, you better get him to go. No, but I mean, it's like, it's just an opportunity for people to show what they've done. And then the first day of GameCon, which is Friday, it's not open to the general public. We have seminars and stuff for developers to talk to other developers, also to talk to publishers, investors.
Is Noah allowed to come?
Yeah, Noah can come, though.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, so you're not general anymore.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Exclusive public. Right.
But it's more for Mixer, and we have Mixers for the developers, too. So it's a real, if you are a developer out there.
Mixed drinks.
Yeah, mixed drinks.
Nice.
And if you are a developer out there and you have, you want to, like, you know, meet the right people to promote your game and get it to another level, then you should be there the first day. Because, like, I mean, even if you, like, tell your boss you're not feeling well or something and just make some bullshit up and say, I gotta do something.
And that's GameCon. Lie.
It's going down October 27th, 28th, 29th.
Yes, October 27th, 28th, 29th. The 27th is the B2B day. And then the 28th and the 29th is open to the general public where people can come and play. We're going to have laser tag, too. We had that last year.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we'll have those guys back. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be bands. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can I bring a lightsaber to the laser?
Yes, you can.
All right, I'm in then.
Lightsabers for sure.
I'm in then. Yeah, I've got a lightsaber.
Oh, we're having a group called Mystic Realms that does LARPing.
Those guys are great.
I did their experience at New Jersey GamerCon.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be there this year because I know the New Jersey GamerCon is also going to be this weekend.
Right.
But I did their experience and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then in Vegas too. If you guys can make it out to Vegas, you can't beat Vegas. Vegas is going to have a lot of fun. So
yeah, I'm not going to Vegas.
We got to go to Vegas.
I work in nightlife. I've seen the parts of Vegas that most people will never.
So two announcements that you also actually have, and one we're going to mention on the show here. You actually have your guest lineup that's starting to be announced right now.
Yeah.
And you do want to announce that the Party Nerds as a group are going to be a guest at the GameCon this weekend.
That's right.
And also, one of the bigger guests you guys are also going to have, and I'm going to ask you about that, one of your bigger guests is actually going to be the Angry Video Game Nerd.
That's who's right.
Also
yo, be he
How
is
did you get,
greatness.
Partnered up with the with James
from just through Justin.
Okay,
Justin and Silvermania. I mean, Justin's the man. You know what I mean? And then we're having another guy called Vinsauce.
Vine Sauce?
Vine Sauce.
Yes, awesome.
Vine Sauce. He's coming from Staten Island. He's coming out there, too. So we're going to have a couple YouTubers there. But, I mean, it's going to be a blast. I mean, we're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. This year, I think, it's going to be better than every year. It just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, that's you guys been growing progression. Now, we had you on last year as well, talking about the show when you had last year. And this year is just going to be bigger than that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and then, you know, going out, we're eventually going to probably grow out of the Tropicana and probably move into Convention Center or something like that as we grow bigger. But, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I don't think I've never heard anybody have say anything bad after they've come to a GameCon event.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh man, this was really cool. I'm coming back," and they just have a great time. It's just a lot of fun.
I was a little upset that Ed was there.
Oh. Well, I would love to tell you that Khaleesi would be there, but then, you know.
That's hey, man, I would love for you to tell us that, too. But you do got the angry video game nerd. Anybody, yeah. You go and watch this dude on YouTube. He's fucking hilarious.
He's hysterical.
Like, he's hilarious.
You know he's got to be good like if Devin years. Like isn't upset about not seeing titties.
Listen, yeah. No, yeah, fuck them titties. Because them titties are not as funny. Like, this dude, I watched the episode with him playing Silver Surfer, which I told people is the hardest video game that ever existed.
Yeah.
It was literally impossible to beat. There's no one that ever beat it. I don't give a fuck what they say. They're a liar. Yeah. No one's beat it. No one's beat it to the point where they had to make it where you can go to any level at any time, so at least you could see the game, because you can't fucking beat that game. You're a liar if you say you beat it.
Yep, exactly. There's so many games that he's played over the years that's just been just an amazing experience just to hear his commentary, his unique humor.
You see some of his
everything.
Earlier stuff, though?
I started to watch some
hysterical.
Of his older stuff, definitely.
I mean, he was playing like some of those Nintendo games that, like with the cartridges and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't even know how he got that shit to work, because honestly, it never worked for me.
Those are the episodes I'm talking about. Back then, it was fucking crazy hilarious.
Yeah, a lot of his stuff was great. So just being able to see him live at GameCon is just going to be an awesome experience as well.
Definitely. Darnell will give him a run for his money, because he gets real mad when he gets his ass whooped in Street Fighter. Darnell. He starts acting like video game nerd.
I might
like
put you guys against each other in the Street Fighter tournament at GameCon.
What's the point? I've already proven
you see the ass whooping already, so do we really need to see it again?
And the thing is, I'm not even that good.
Jorge, did you whoop his ass? Damn, even Jorge whooped his ass.
I'm not that good at Street Fighter, and I was whooping his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
D, I hope you're playing that game right now.
He said, no, dude, I'm practicing right now, dude. I haven't played in years, dude.
Yeah,
fuck growing that beard out, nigga. You better practice with them Street Fighter skills.
There's no excuse, because I didn't play video games for 17 years, and I beat you. So that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's taking shots at the boy. So anything else happening at Game Economy after parties?
Oh, yeah. We're going to – I think you guys are doing one. The party nerds are going to be doing
one. Oh, are we?
Oh, we are. Jorge, come on. Give him a mic, Jorge. Tell us about this after party.
Tell him about the titties won't be digital.
What's up? Yeah, so basically we're going to be throwing the official Game Econ and Party Nerds after party. We're going to be inviting a lot of our friends. We're going to have a DJ. Drinks will be flowing. So
of course. Yep.
It's going to be a fun time, man. We're going to keep you guys updated and throw some teasers out there. And make sure you guys get your tickets for GameCon. It is going to be an amazing time.
Also, yeah, I was going to mention, if anybody wants to, I guess if you have somebody wants to call in now, you can get. I'll give them a free pass or a couple free passes.
It's too late for
them. We'll do it next week.
We got 3 minutes
left.
Those lines are gonna blow up.
The next.
Look, I can call in.
So how about this? Here, we'll do this. We'll have something going on our Instagram within the week. So that way, you can give us your opinions on the hot topics in terms of games. I know we also have the Philly Podcast Festival coming up this weekend as well.
We'll give a free T-shirt and some passes.
So just keep an eye on our social media.
I can call in right now.
Thanks, Bravo. That's you qualify.
How many points I need for a shirt?
15 points. You're only at 10. So keep an eye on our Instagram.com/thepartynerds for information about a giveaway in regards to GameCon for tickets and a T-shirt as well. So we'll have that information coming really soon.
No, what's going on with you, man?
Yeah,
I'm going to be at GameCon. Nobody fucking said that, but I'm going to be there.
Wait, I just said it. Well, I didn't say you. Wait,
we just saw you were enjoying Soylent, man. Yeah, I'm enjoying the hell out of my Soylent. I'm actually going to be at New Jersey GamerCon as well this weekend, so you can check that out. Nice. This weekend at La Quinta Inn in Runnymede, New Jersey.
Say it again.
La Quinta Inn.
Quinta Inn.
Yeah, so come see us there. We're going to be doing a brand new version of Game the Gamer, which is, of course, the game show that we're kickstarting. So if you want a second attempt, I've been electrocuting people. That's been the new thing we've been doing to people.
Don't fuck with it. I got electrocuted before. Don't fuck with it.
Yeah. You did it.
That was a ball.
Oh, man.
Making people cry. It's great.
Am I allowed to be violent?
No. You want to be a sabotage?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I was Bravo will come and start swinging.
Where do you electrocute people? Do you electrocute dudes on their balls or anything?
No. I politely put it on their
chest.
That's
my cue, man.
Yeah. Touching
that's
balls,
a different convention.
You touching balls, I'm ending that shit right now.
That's a different convention.
Even though it's not written down, there's sanctions.
Okay, there's sanctions. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so y'all heard it. Check us out at GameCon. Get your tickets. Mm-hmm. It's October 27th through the 29th. Tropicana Casino Hotel in Atlantic City.
Noah will be there.
And Noah
will
be there. I'll be there. Plus doing their Game the Gamer as well.
Yes. Plus2comedy.net.
That's it. Party nerds.
We the fuck out, man.
I'll see you.
Peace.
Party Nerds, Legato, 80s Cartoon Medley, Transform.